Full early, before the day, the folk arose, guests that go would, their grooms they called, and they busken up by live, blocks to saddle, tiffin their tackles, truss in their mails, rich in them the richest to ride all arrayed, leap up lightly, latch in their bridles, each wye on his way, where him well liked. The leaf lord of the land was not the last, arrayed for the riding, with ranks full many, ate a sop hastily when he had heard mass, with bugle to Bentfield he busks by live. By that any daylight leaned upon earth, he with his hathels on high horses were. Then the catchers that could coupled their hounds, unclosed the kennel door, and called them thereout, blew bigly on bugles three bare notes, latchers bade therefore, and bream noise made, and they chastised and charred on chasing that went, 100 of hunters, as I have heard tell, of the best, to Tristor's future's yode, couples hunters off kest, there rose for Blaster's goad, great reared in that forest. At the first queath of the quest quaked the wild. Deer drove in the dale, doted for dread. High to the high, but heterly they were, restayed with the stable that stoutly astride. They let the harts have the gate with the high heads, the bream bucks also with their broad palms. For the free lord had defended in Fermisoon time, that there should no man meave to the male deer. The hinds were held in with hay and war, the does driven with great din to the deep slades. There might one see, as they slipped, slanting of arrows. At each wend under wand, whack the flown, that bigly bit on the brown, with full broad heads. Whilst they brayen and bleed, by banks they die. And ratches in a rush, radly them follow. Hunters with high horn haste them after, with such a crackened cry as cliffs had pusten. What wild so escaped wise that shot, where all too raced and rent at the restate. By they were teened at the high, and tased to the waters. The leads were so learned at the low tristerers, and the greyhounds so great that getting them by live, and them tofilched, as fast as freaks might look their right, the lord for bliss abloy, full oft con lance and light, and drove that day with joy, thus to the dark night. Thus lakes this lord by Loon Wood's eaves, and Gawain the good man in gay bed lies, lurks while the daylight leaned on the walls, under coverlet full clear, curtained about. And as in slumbering he slowed, slegly he heard a little din at his door, and dernly open, and he heaves up his head out of the clothes. A corner of the curtain he caught up a little, and waits warily thitherward, what it be might. It was the lady, loveliest to behold, that drew the door after her full dernly and still, and bowed toward the bed. And the bairn shamed, and laid him down listily, and let as he slept. And she stepped stilly, and stole to his bed, cast up the curtain, and crept within, and set her full softly on the bedside, and lay there silly long to look when he wakened. The lead lay lurking a full long while, compassed in his conscience to what that case might mean other amount. To marvel him thought, but yet he said to himself, more seemly it were to espy with my spell in space what she would. Then he wakened and wroth, and to her ward turned, and unlocked his eyelids, and let as him wandered, and seined him, as by his sage the safer to worth, with hand. With chin and cheek full sweet, both white and red in bland, full lovely conchy leet, with lippers small lagand. "Good morning, Sir Gawain," said that fair lady. "Ye are a sleeper on sly, that man may slide hither. Now ye are taken as tight, but truce us may shape. I shall bind you in your bed, that be ye traced. Or leg aimed the lady lance those boards. Good morning, gay," quoth Gawain the blithe. "Me shall worth to your will, and that me well likes, for I yield me yeadily and yeage after grace, and that is the best by my dome, for me behooves need." And thus he boarded again with many a blithe laughter. "But would ye, lady lovely, then leave me grant, and depress your prisoner, and pray him to rise, I would bode of this bed and busk me better. I should cover the more comfort to carp you with." "Nay, forsooth, beau sir," said that sweet, "ye shall not rise from your bed, I wit you better. I shall hap you here, that other half also, and sit in carp with my knight that I court have, for I ween well, ye wis, so wowen ye are, that all the world worships, whereso ye ride. Your honour, your Hender Lake, is hendly praised by lords, by ladies, by all that life bear. And now ye are here, ye wis, and we both are one. My lord and his leads are on length faren. Other bairns in their beds, and my birds also. The door drawn and dit with a dearth hasp. And sithen I have in this house him that all likes, I shall wear my while well, while it lasts, with tale. Ye are welcome to my course, your own woe to wail. Me behooves a fine force, your servant be, and shale. In good faith, quoth Gawain, gain it methinks, though I be not now he that ye of speak, to reach to such reverence as ye rehearse here. I am why unworthy, I wot well myself. By God, I were glad, and you good thought, in sage other in service that I set might, to the pleasure of your price, it were a pure joy. In good faith, Sir Gawain, quoth the gay lady, the price of the prowess that pleases all others, if I it lacked, others set it light, it were little dainty. But it are ladies enough that liefer were now have ye hend in war held, as I thee have. But I love that ilk lure that the life holds. I have hit wholly in my hand that all desires through grace. She made him so great cheer, that was so fair of face, the knight with speeches skeer, answer to each a case. Madame, quoth the merry man, marry you yield, for I have found in good faith your fount is noble, and other full much of other folk fongen by their deeds. But the dainty that they deal for my desertness even, it is the worship of yourself that naught but well cons. By Mary, quoth the minskful, me think it another, for were I worth all the woe of women alive, and all the wealth of the world were in my hand, that I should cheapen and choose to achieve me a lord, for the costs that I have known upon the night here, of beauty and debonairte, and blithe semblant, and that I have ear hearkened and held it were true, there should no freak upon fold before you be chosen. You is worthy, quoth the why, ye have well better. But I am proud of the price that ye put on me, and soberly your servant, my sovereign I hold you, and your knight I become, and Christ you for yield. Thus they mealed of much what till mid-morn passed, and ere the lady let like as him loved much, the freak furred with defence and feated full fair. Though I were bird brightest, the bird in mind had, the less love in his load for lure that he sought, bout hone, the doom that should him deave, and needs it must be done. The lady then spoke of leave, he granted her full soon. Then she gave him good day, and with a glint laughed, and as she stood she stonied him with full store words. Now he that speeds each speech, this disport yield you, but that he be Gawain, it gets in mind. Wherefore, quoth the freak, and freshly he asks, feared lest he had failed in form of his casts. But the bird him blessed, and by this skill said, so good as Gawain, gainly as Haldin, and courtesy is closed so clean in himself, could not lightly have lain so long with a lady, but he had craved a kiss by his courtesy, by some touch of some trifle at some tale's end. Then quoth Woen, Iwis, worth as you likes, and fire, lest it displease you, so plead it no more. She comes nearer with that, and catches him in arms, lutes lovelike adown, and the lead kisses. They comely by kin to Christ either other. She dose her forth at the door without din more, and he riches him to rise, and rapes him so, cleeps to his chamberlain, chooses his weed, bogues forth when he was boon blithely to mass, and then he meaved to his meat that menskly him kept, and made merry all day till the moon rose with game. Was never freak fairer fonge between two so dinge dame, the older and the yonge, much solace set they same. And aye the lord of the land is lent on his games, to hunt in holts and heath at Hind's barren, such as so me there slew by that the sun held it, of does and of other deer to deem were wonder. Then firstly they flocked in folk at the last, and quickly of the quell deer a quarry they made, the best boat thereto with burns enough, gathered the greatest of grease that there were, and did them dearly undo as the deed asks, searched them at the assay, some that there were, two fingers they found of the foulest of all. Sithen they slit the slot, seized the erber, showed with a sharp knife and the shire mitten, sithen bit they the four limbs and rent off the hide. Then brecked they the bale, the bowels outtook, listily for loosening the leer of the knot. They gripped to the gargoulin and greatly departed the wissant from the windhole and walt out the guts. Then share they out the shoulders with their sharp knives, haled them by a little hole to have whole sides, sithen britten they the breast and braided it in twain, and eft at the gargoulin begins one then, knives it up radly right to the bite, voids out the avanters, and verily thereafter, all the rhymes by the ribs, radly they lance. So ride they off by reason by the rig bones, evened into the haunch that hung all salmon, and heaved it up all whole, and hewed it off there, and that they named for the numbles, by name as I trow, by kind. By the bite wall of the thighs, the laps they lance behind, to hew hit in two they hies, by the backbone to unbind. Both the head and the hals they hewed off then, and sithen sunder they the sides swift from the chin, and Corbula's fee they cast in a greave. Then thurled they either thick side through by the rib, and hung then either by hoges of the forces, each freak for his fee as falls for to have. Upon a fell of the fair beast feed they their hounds, with the liver and the lights, the leather of the paunches, and bread bathed in blood blend there amongst. Baldly they brew prize, bathe their ratches, sithen foange they their flesh, folded to home, stracking full stoutly many stiff notes. By that the daylight was done, the dooth was all wonen, into the comely castle, where the night bides full still. With bliss and bright fire bet, the Lord is come there till, when Gawain with him met, there was but weal at will. Then commanded the Lord in that sail to salmon all the many, both the ladies on load to light with their birds. Before all the fold on the flet, freaks he bids, verily his venison to fetch him before. And all goodly and goemen, Gawain he called, teaches him to the tales of full take beasts, shows him the shire grease shorn upon ribs. How fays you this play? Have I praise won? Have I thoroughly thanks through my craft served? Yes, you wis, quoth that other why. Here is waith fairest that I saw this 7 years in season of winter. And all I give you, Gawain, quoth the goem then, for by accord of covenant ye crave it as your own. This is sooth, quoth the seg. I say you that ilk, what I have worthily woman, this wones within, I wis with as good will it worths to yours, and kisses him as comelily as he couth avise. Take you there, my chevichance, I checked no more. I vouch it safe, finally, though failure it were. It is good, quoth the good man, grant mercy therefore. It may be such it is the better, and ye may breathe wood, where ye won this ilk weal, by wit of yourself. That was not forward, quoth he, frace me no more, for ye have taken what you tides, trow no other ye mow. They laughed and made them blithe, with loats that were to low, to supper they yeed a swathe, with dainties new in o. And sithen by the chimney and chamber they sat, wise the wall wine wegged to them oft, and eft in their boarding they bathen in the morn to fill the same forwards that they before made. What chance so betides, their chevissons to change, what news so they know at night when they meet. They accorded of the covenants before the court all, the beverage was brought forth in board at that time. Then they love-like late and leave at the last, each burned to his bed, busked by live. By that the cock had crowed and cackled but thrice, the Lord was lopen of his bed, the leads each one, so that the meat and the mass were meatly delivered. The dooth dressed to the wood ere any day sprang to chase. Hay with hunt and horns, through plains they pass in space, uncoupled among the thorns, ratches that ran on race. Soon they call of a quest in a care side. The hunt behated the hounds that hit first minged. Wild words him warp, with a rast noise. The hounds that hit heard, hastened thither swithe, and fell as fast to the foot, forty at once. Then such a glower and glam of gedded ratches rose, that the roacheries rang about, hunters hem-hardened with horn and with mouth. Then all in assembly swayed together, between a floche in that frith and a foo crag, in a knot by a cliff at the care side, there as the rough rocks unridely were fallen, they fared into the finding and freaks them after. They umbekestened the gnar and the knot both, wise while they wisten well within them it were, the beast that there breathed was with the bloodhounds. Then they beat on the bushes and bade him uprise, and he unsoundly outsought segs overthwert. One the senokest swine swieged out there, long sithen from the sounder that sighed for old. For he was bream boar of the greatest, full grim when he groined. Then grieved many, for three at the first thrust he thrite to the earth, and sparred forth good speed, bout spit more. Those others hallowed high, full high, and hey, hey, cried, harden horns to mouth, heterly rechated. Many was the merry mouth of men and of hounds, that busks after this boar with boast and with noise to quell. Full oft he bides the bay, and maims the mute in mell. He hurts of the hounds and they, full gomely yowl and yell. Shocks to shoot at him shown to then, hailed to him of her arrows hit him oft, but the points paired at the pith that pite in his shield, and the barbs of his brow bite none wood, though the showern shaft shindered in pieces, the head hipped again wheresoever it hit. But when the dints him deared of their dry strokes, then brainward for bait on burns he rushes, hurts hem full heterly where he forth hies, and many arged thereat and on light drogan. But the lord on a light horse lances him after, as bird bold upon bent his bugle he blows. He rechated and rode through the roans full thick, suaned this wild swine till the sun shafted. This day with this ilk deed they drive on this wise, while our lovelike lead lies in his bed, Gawain greatly at home, in gears full rich of hue. The lady not for gate came to him to salue. Full early she was him ate, his mood for to renew. She comes to the curtain, and at the night totes, Sir Wawen her welcomed worthily on first, and ho him yields again. Full gurn of her words sets her softly by his side, and swifely she laughs, and with a loving look she laid him these words, "Sir, if he be Wawen, wonder, methinks, why that is so well us always to good, and cannot of company the costs undertake. And if man kens you them to know, ye cast them of your mind. You have forgotten yeadily what yesterday I taught by alder truest token of talk that I couth." "What is that?" quoth the why. "I wis I wot never. If it be sooth that he be, if the blame is mine own. Yet I kend you of kissing," quoth the clear then, "whereso countenance is couth quickly to claim, there becomes such a knight that courtesy uses." "Do way," quoth that durf man, "my dear, that speech, for that durst I not do, lest I devade were. If I were warned, I were wrong, I wis, if I proffered." "Ma fay," quoth the merry wife, "ye may not be warned. Ye are stiff enough to constrain with strength, if you like, if any were so villainous that you devay would." "Yea, by God," quoth Gawain, "good is your speech, but threat is unthrewained in Thebe where I lend, and each gift that is given not with good will. I am at your commandment to kiss when you like. Ye may latch when you list, leave when you think, in space." The lady lutes adown, and comely kisses his face. Much speech they there expound, of Drury's gream and grace. "I would wit at you why," that worthy there said, "and you wrath not therewith. What were the skill that so young and so yep as ye at this time, so courteous, so knightly as ye, are known out? And of all chivalry to choose, the chief thing alost is the Lel Lake of Love, the letterer of arms. For to tell of this toiling of these true knights, it is the titlet token and text of their works. How leads for their Lel Love their lives have haunted, endured for their dreary doleful stounds, and after venged with their valour and voided their care, and brought bliss into bower with bounties their own. And ye are knight come locust kid of your eld, your word and your worship walks aywhere, and I have sat by yourself here seer twice, yet heard I never of your head held no words that ever longed to love less nor more. And ye that are so courteous and coynt of your heats, ought to a young think yearn to show and teach some tokens of true love's crafts. Why, are ye lewd that all the low wields, other else ye deem me too dull your dalliance to hearken? For shame, I come hither single and sit to learn at you some game. Do teach me of your wit, while my lord is fro hame." "In good faith," quoth Gawain, "God you for yield. Great is the good glee and goman to me huge, that so worthy as ye would win hither, and thine you with so poor a man as play with your knight, with any skinner's countenance. It covers me ease. But to take the Toro ale to myself to true love expound, and touch the themes of text and tales of arms, to you that, I wot well, wields more slight of that art by the half, or 100 of such as I am, other ever shall and erred while I live. It were a folly feelfold, my free, by my troth. I would your willing watch at my might, as I am highly beholden, and evermore will be servant to yourself, so save me, Drighton." Thus him framed that free, and fondled him oft, for to have wonen him to woo whatso she thought else. But he defended him so fair that no fault seemed, nor no evil on neither half. Nothing they wisten but bliss. They laughed and licked lounge. At the last she con him kiss, her leave fair con she fonge, and went her way, I wis. Then ruths him the rank, and rises to the mast, and sithen their dinner was dight and dearly served, the lead with the ladies laked all day, but the lord over the lands launced full oft, sway his wansly swine that swings by the banks, and bote the best of his branches the backs asunder. There he bowed in his bay till bowmen it broke, and made him maugraff his head for to move outer. So fell Flones there flat when the folk gathered, but yet the stiffest to start by stounds he made, till at the last he was so mat he might no more run, but in the hast that he might, he to a hole wins, of a rasp by a rock there runs the burn. He gets the bank at his back, begins to scrape, the froth foamed at his mouth, unfair by the wikes, wets his white tusks. With him then irked all the burn so bold that by him stood, to nigh him on ferrum. But need him none durst for woth. He had hurt so many before, that all thought then full loath, be more with his tusks torn, that bream was and brain ward both. Till the knight came himself, catching his blanc, saw him bind at the bay his burns beside. He lights love like a down, leaves his courser, braids out a bright brunt, and bigly forth strides, founds fast through the ford where the fell bides. The wild was ware of the why with weapon in hand. Hef highly the here, so headily he finast, that feel feared for the freak, lest fell him the worst. The swine sets him out on the seg even, that the burn and the boar were both upon heaps, for the man marks him well as they meet first, set sadly the sharp and the slot even, hit him up to the hilt that the heart shindered, and he yarrowed him yield, and ye down the water full tight, 100 hounds him hent, that breamly con him bite, burns him brought to bent, and dogs to death endight. There was blowing of prize and many bream horn, hey hallooing on high with hathels that might. Bratchets bade that beast as bidden the masters of that chargeant chase that were chief hunts. Then a why that was wise upon woodcrafts to unlace this boar lovely begins. First he hews off his head and on high sets, and sithen rends him all rough by the ridge after, braids out the bowels, brends them on gleed, with bread blent therewith his bratches rewards. Sithen he brittens out the browen and bright broad chelds, and hats out the haslets as heightly beseems. And yet them houches all hold the halves together, and sithen on a stiff stand stoutly them hangs. Now with this ilk swine they swang into home. The boar's head was born before the bird Selvan, that him forfared in the ford through force of his hand so strong, till he saw Sir Gawain in hall him thoughtful long. He called and he came gain, his fees there for to fong. The lord full loud with lote and laughter merry, when he sees Sir Gawain with solace he speaks, the good ladies were getten and gathered the many. He shows them the shells and shapes them the tail of the largesse, and the length and the litheness also, of the weir of the wild swine in wood where he fled. That other knight full comely commended his deeds, and praised it as great prize that he proved had. For such a brawn of a beast, the bold burn said, nor such sides of a swine saw he never ere. Then handled they the hogshead, the hendman it praised, and let lowly thereat the lord for to hear. Now, Gawain, quoth the good man, this goeman is your own, by fine forward and fast faithly ye know. It is sooth, quoth the sage, and is sicker true. All my get I shall you give again by my troth. He hent the hathel about the house, and hendly him kisses, and effersones of the same he served him there. Now we are even, quoth the hathel, in this eventide, of all the covenants that we knit, sithen I came hither by law. The lord said, by St. Gile, ye are the best that I know. Ye been rich in a while, such chaffer and ye drow. Then they tell to tables, trestles aloft, kesten clothes upon. Clear light then, wakened by woes, waxen torches, sigs set and served in sail all about. Much glam and glee glent up therein, about the fire upon flet and on feel wise. At the supper and after, many athel songs, as countdutes of Christmas and carols new, with all the mannerly mirth that men may of tell, and ever our lovelike knight, the lady beside, such semblant to that sake seemly she made, with still stolen countenance, that stalwarth to please, that all for wondered was the why, and wroth with himself. But he knowed not for his nurture nerner again, but dealt with her all in dainty, howsoever the deed turned to rest. When they had played in hall, as long as their will hom last, to chamber he con them call, and to the chimney they passed. And there they drank and dalton, deemed eff anew to norn on the same note on New Year's even. But the knight craved leave to care on the morn, for it was nigh at the term that he too should. The lord him let it of that to lend him restayed, and said, as I am true seg, I sicker my troth, that shall chieve to the green chapel thy charge to make, lead on New Year's light long before prime. Forth I thou lie in thy loft, and latch thine ease, and I shall hunt in this holt and hold the torches, change with the chevisons by that I char hither. For I have faced thee twice, and faithful I find ye. Now third time proves best, think on the morn. Make we merry while we may, and min upon joy, for the lure may man latch when so man likes. This was greatly granted, and Gawain is lenged. Blithe brought was him drink, and they to bed yeeden with light. Sir Gawain lies and sleeps, full still and soft all night. The Lord that his crafts keeps, full early was he dight. After mass, a morsel he and his men took. Merry was the morning, his mounture he asks. All the hathels that on horse should helden him after were bound bust on their blancs before the hall gates. Fairly fair was the fold, for the frost clanged. In red rudeed upon rack rises the sun, and full clear coasts the clouds of the welkin. Hunters unhardled by a holt side, roachers rungen by ris for roared of their horns. Some fell in the fute where the fox bayed, trails off the trowerers by trout of their wiles. A kinnet cries thereof, the hunt on him calls. His fellows for him too, that faced in full pike, running forth in a rabble in his right fair. And he fisks them before, they found him soon. And when they saw him with sight, they sued him fast, regained him full wettily with a wroth noise. And he trants and tournays through many teen grieve, hamloons and harkens by hedges full oft. At the last by a little ditch he leaps over a spinner, steals out full stilly by a stroth reined, went have wild of the wood with wiles from the hounds. Then was he went, ere he wist, to a whale trister. There three throw at a thritch thrat him at once, all grey. He blenched again by live, and stiffly start on stray. With all the woe on live, to the wood he went away. Then was it list upon life to listen the hounds, when all the mute had him met, menged together. Such a sword at that sight they set on his head, as all the clambering cliffs had clattered on heaps. Here he was hallooed when Hathels him met. Loud he was gained with yarring speech. There he was threated and oft thief called, and aye the tittlers at his tail that tarry he name might. Oft he was run at when he outraked, and oft reeled in again, so Reynard was wily. And yea he led them by Lagmon, the lord and his many, on this manner by the mounts while mid over under, while the hend knight at home wholesomely sleeps, within the comely curtains on the cold morn. But the lady for love let not to sleep, nor the purpose to pair that pite in her heart, but rose her up radly, raped her thither, in a merry mantle meet to the earth, that was furred full fine with fells well pured. No hues good on her head, but the haggar stones traced about her tressor by 20 in clusters, her thriven face and her throat thrown all naked, her breast bare before and behind eke. She comes within the chamber door and closes it hereafter, waves up a window and on the why calls, and radily thus rehated him with her rich words with cheer. Ah, man, how may thou sleep? This morning is so clear. He was in drowsing deep, but then he con her here. In dread drooping of dream draveled that noble, as man that was in mourning of many throw thoughts, how that destiny should that day deal him his word at the green chapel when he the go meets, and behoves his buffet abide without debate more. But when that comely he covered his wits, swings out of the swevens and swears with haste. The lady love-like came lagain sweet, fell over his fair face and fetly him kissed. He welcomes her worthily with a whale cheer. He sees her so glorious and gaily attired, so faultless of her features and of so fine hues. With well-aimed joy warmed his heart. With smooth smiling and smote they sweeten into mirth, that all was bliss and bonchef that broke them between and win. They lancered word as good, much weal then was therein. Great peril between them stood, Nif Mary of her knight min. For that princess of price depressed him so thick, nerned him so nigh the thread that need him behoved, other latch there her love, other loadly refuse. He cared for his courtesy, lest cretin he were, and more for his mischief if he should make sin and be traitor to that tulk that tell-ducked. God shield, quoth the shulk, that shall not befall. With love lagging alight, he laid him beside all the speeches of specialty that sprang of her mouth. Quoth that bird to the burn, blame ye deserve, if ye love not that life that ye lie next, before all the wise in the world wounded in heart. But if ye have a lemon, a lover that you likes better, and fold in faith to that free, fastened so hard, that you lousen nay list, and that I leave nooth. And that ye tell me that, now truly I pray you, for all the loves upon live, lain not the sooth for guile. The knight said, "By St. John," and smithily con his smile, "In faith I wield right none, for none will wield the while." "That is a word," quoth that wight, "that worst is of all. But I am sweared for sooth, that sore methinks. Kiss me now comely, and I shall catch heaven. I may not mourn upon mould as may that much loves." Sycaine she swieged down and seemly him kissed, and sithen she severs him from, and says as she stands, "Now, dear, at this departing, do me this ease. Give me somewhat of thy gift, thy glove, if it were, that I may min on thee, man, my mourning to lessen. Now, iwis," quoth that why, "I would I had here the liefest thing for thy love that I in land wield, for ye have deserved, forsooth, sellily oft, more reward by reason than I reach might. But to deal you for drury that, dod but necked. It is not your honour to have at this time a glove for a garrison of Gawain's gifts, and I am here an errand in errands uncouth, and have no men with no males with menskful things. That mislikes me, lady, for love at this time. Each tulk must do as he is tan, take to not ill, nor pine." "Nay, hend of high honours," quoth that lovesome underline, "though I had naught of yours, yet should ye have of mine." She ragged him a rich ring of red gold works, with a starring stone stondained aloft, that beer blushing beams as the bright sun. Wit ye well, it was worth wheelful huge, but the rank it reneed, and readily he said, "I will no gifts, for God, my gay, at this time. I have none you to nor, nay, nought will I take." She beated him full busily, and he heard bode worns, and swear swift by his sooth that he had seized nold. And she saw that he forsook, and said thereafter, "If ye renay my ring, too rich for it seems, ye would not so highly halden be to me. I shall give you my girdle that gains you less." She lagged a lace lightly that leak umber her sides, knit upon her kirtle, under the clear mantle. Geared it was with green silk and with gold shaped, naught but a round braiden betten with fingers, and that she beat to the burn and blithely besought, though it unworthy were, that he hit take wood, and he nay that he knows neg in no wise, neither gold nor garrison, ere God him grace send, to achieve to the chance that he had chosen there. And therefore I pray you displease you not, and let be your business, for I bathe it you never to grant. I am dearly to you behold, because of your semblant, and ever in hot and cold, to be your true servant." "Now forsake ye this silk," said the bird then, "for it is simple in itself, and so it well seems. Lo, so it is little, and less it is worthy. But whoso knew the costs that knit are therein, he would praise it at more price, peradventure. For what gome so is girt with this green lace, while he hit had heemly houched about, there is no hathel under heaven to hew him that might, for he might not be slain for slight upon earth." Then kissed the knight, and it came to his heart, it were a jewel for the jeopardy that him yugged were, when he achieved to the chapel his check for to fetch. Might he have slipped to be unslain, the slicked were noble. Then he thulged with her threep, and thulled her to speak, and she bare on him the belt, and beaded him swithe, and he granted, and him gave with a good will, and besought him for her sake discover it never, but to Lely Lane from her lord. The lead him accords that never why should it wit Iwis but they twain for naught. He thanked her off full swithe, full through with heart and thought, by that on Thrinnesythe, who had kissed the knight so taut. Then latches ho her leave and leaves him there, for more mirth of that man might she not get. When she was gone, Sir Gawain gears him soon, rises and riches him in array noble, lays up the lovelace the lady him racked, hid it full hodily where he hit eft foamed. Sithen chiefly to the chapel choses he the way, previously approached to a priest and prayed him there that he would list his lif and learn him better how his soul should be saved when he should sigh heaven. There he shoff him shyly and showed his misdeeds of the moor and the min and mercy beseeches, and of absolution he on the seg calls, and he absolved him surely and set him so clean as doomsday should have been dight on the morn. And sithen he makes him as merry among the free ladies with comely carols and all kinnes joy, as never he did but that day to the dark night with bliss. Each man had dainty there of him and said, "Iwis, thus merry he was never ere, since he came hither ere this." Now him linge in that lee where love him betides, yet is the lord in the land leading his games. He has forfaren this fox that he folged long, as he sprent over a spinner to spy the shrew, where as he heard the hounds that hasted him swithe, Reynard came riching it through a rough greave, and all the rabble in a rush right at his heels. The wye was ware of the wild and warily abides, and braids out the bright brown and at the beast casts, and he shunt for the sharp and should have reared. A rat shrapes him to right ere he might, and right before the horse feet they fell on him all, and worried he this wily with a wroth noise. The Lord lights by live and latches him soon, raised him full radly out of the rat mouths, holds high over his head, halloos fast, and there bay at him many brath hounds. Hunters hide them thither with horns full many, a retchetained aright till they the rank sagan. By that was come his company noble, all that ever bore bugle blew at once, and all the others hallooed that had no horns. It was the merriest mute that ever men heard, the rich word that there was raised for Reynard's soul with lote. Whore hounds they their reward, hare heads they fawn and throat, and sithen they take Reynard, and tiven off his coat. And then they held into home, for it was nigh night, strachaned full stoutly on their store horns. The Lord is light at the last, at his left home, finds fire upon Flet, the freak there beside, Sir Gawain the good, that glad was withal. Among the ladies for love he lad much joy. He wore a bleant of blue that brad to the earth. His surcoat seemed him well that soft was furred, and his hood of that ilk hung on his shoulder. Blamed all of Blauner were both all about. He meets me, this good man, in mid is the floor, and all with goemon he him greets, and goodly he said, I shall feel upon first our forwards now, that we speedily have spoken when spared was no drink. Then accolds he the knight and kisses him thrice, as sourly and sadly as he hem set could. By Christ, quoth that other knight, ye catch much seal and chevisance of this chaffer, if ye had good cheaps. Yea, of the cheap no charge, quoth cheffily that other, as is pertly paid the cheaps that I act. Marry, quoth that other man, mine is behind, for I have hunted all this day, and nought have I gotten, but this foul fox fell, the fiend take the goods. And that is full poor, for to pay for such price things as ye have prayed me here throw, such three kisses so good. Enough, quoth Sir Gawain, I thank you by the road. And how the fox was slain, he told him as they stood. With mirth and minstrelsy, with meats at their will, they made as merry as any men might, with laughing of ladies, with loads of boards. Gawain and the good man, so glad were they both, but if the dooth had doted, other drunken been other. Both the men and the many made many japes, till the season was sagan that they sever must. Burns to their bed behoved at the last. Then lowly his leave of the Lord first foches this free man, and fair he him thanks. For such a silly sojourn as I have had here, your honour, at this high fest the high king you yield. I yef you me for one of yours, if yourself likes, for I must needs, as ye wot, meave to mourn. And ye me take some talk to teach as ye hight, the gate to the green chapel, as God will me suffer, to deal, on New Year's Day, the dome of my weirds. In good faith, quoth the good man, with a good will, all that ever I you hight, hald shall I read. There assigns he a servant to set him on the way, and to conduct him by the downs that he no dredge had, for to firk through the firth and fare in the gainest by grieve. The Lord Gawain Conthonk, such worship he would him weave. Then of the ladies Lonk, the knight has taken his leave. With care and with kissing he carps them till, and feel through aimed thanks he threat them to have, and they yielded him again yeply that ilk. They bikend him to Christ with full cold sighs, sithen from the many he mensically departs. Each man that he met he gave him thanks for his service and his solace and his sere pine, that they with business had been about him to serve, and each sagas sore to sever with him there, as they had wound worthily with that Blanc ever. Then with leads and lights he was led to his chamber, and blithely brought to his bed to be at his rest. If he nay sleep soundly, say nay dare I, for he had much on the morn to min if he would in thought. Let him lie there still, he has near what he sought, and ye will a while be still, I shall tell you how they wrought.